I imagined what it would be like to be a wizard, and then I pretended and acted in that way on the day.
Studies show that 9 out of 10 wizards prefer CITR 101.9 FM.
If we were to draw a graph of my process, of my method, something like this. Sir Ian, action. Wizard, you shall not pass! Cut!
Como los vampiros, que salgo al anochecer, porque en la noche me inspiro y me llevo una mujer. Yo soy como los vampiros, que salgo al anochecer, porque en la noche me inspiro
y me llevo una mujer.
Vampiro, 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 vampiro,
Estoy con ella, sí, yo bailo bonito, porque hace lindo. to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Today we have a special cumbia edition. We have special guests today. Ernesto Kut is here and Garcita. They're visiting us from the Waldorf, straight from the Waldorf, because there's a couple of cool cumbia parties coming on. So we're going to talk a little bit about the history of cumbia, and we're going to inform you also. So hey guys, how are you?
Good. Good. How are you, Osvaldo? Thank you for having us at the show.
Thank you for having us, Osvaldo.
Thanks for coming and sharing your knowledge. So let's start with an ad here, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Stick around because we have ticket giveaways also. So you don't want to miss that.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okay, and this special program we're going to dedicate to my friend Galia, that she passed away a couple of days ago. So I'm going to... We cannot do a minute of silence in her memory, but we can do a couple of seconds, and then we'll dedicate a party to her because she liked to party.
Welcome to the cumbia bares, come on everybody, este baile caliente. Welcome to the cumbia party, come on move your body, we're shaking my baby. Este es tu grupo favorito,
That was Grupo Fantasma, all the way from Argentina. The song was Welcome to the Party, because we're having a party here. And the Waldorf is going to have a couple of parties. So let's start by announcing what are they and when are they going to be, no?
Well, we have a show to heat up things this Friday with Bomba Estéreo, which is one of the top contemporary Latin bands.
Yeah, cumbia rock from Colombia, so yeah. That should be a lot of fun. They know how to throw a party, and we hope to see a lot of people from Vancouver down there dancing in the cabaret.
They call it Electro Tropical or Electro Basilón.
Electro Basilón.
And then next Friday, which is the Friday the 29th, we start with Tropidélica, which is the night where we're going to be showcasing lots of contemporary talent, Latino talent from around the globe, starting with Chico Man from New Jersey and with Toy Selecta from Monterrey, Mexico. And on the other room, we're going to be playing traditional stuff, sort of like 1950s sort of cabaret, from mambos to ending up with
some cha-cha-chas, cumbias, anything that will make your hips shake.
Till you drop. And then there's going to be shows, sort of like cabaret shows with dancing and rumba and percussions. It's going to be interesting, plus many other surprises.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the history of the cumbia, no? You have there something so that our white friends here know a little bit more about the cumbia. We have a lot of Colombian guys listening today, so...
Excellent.
Un saludo a la raza colombiana.
Saludotes.
We also want to send a big hello to the Waldorf crew who are listening right now, to Lizzie and Kasia and Danny.
Lizzie, Kasia, Danny.
Okay, yeah.
Anyways, the history of cumbia starts, way back in the day when in the Rio Magdalena region of Colombia, in when slaves were brought in from Africa to work in the mines in the Cartagena sort of region that extend all the way to part of Panama, which is the Caribbean region of Colombia. And basically, it starts it starts with a sort of like a cumbe courtship dance, which is a West African dance. And those rhythms, you could find them in the Yoruba sort of rhythms of music and cumbe. And then they started blending with some indigenous instruments and with European customs. You know, with the Spanish, you had the mix of some dance customs. That's why you see the white. Like the traditional Colombian dance?
Yeah, some white dresses are always present. And basically the way it used to be danced was very formal. And it is kind of like a mating dance. And we continue that tradition today.
A mating ritual.
It's music to get it on.
And the history of cumbia basically unravels as any other music, as it has traveled throughout the globe. It has, brought in new instruments of and new tendencies of different parts. So traditionally in Colombia, you would start with basically with a classic cumbia that was mostly instrumental, and then you went on to the modern cumbia, which had more vocals. Mm-hmm. And then there was new in the 70s, they started going back to the roots of African and started incorporating more rhythms, especially with Curro Fuentes, which is basically in the history of Colombia, in the 1930s, Discos Fuentes was the first big label that starts releasing material.
Which year are we talking about?
It's in the 30s. I believe that it was.
That's why cumbia is almost like the jazz of Latin America. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a genre that actually incorporates a lot of elements. You know, and it will always survive because of its unbelievably adaptable. You know, you can have a cumbia with moog, you can have a cumbia with an accordion, you can have a cumbia with flutes.
Yeah.
You know, so like Ernesto was saying, in the 1930s was when they actually having these recordings that set the foundation for what cumbia then is what it is today.
Okay. Yeah, that we started the show actually with three cumbias from Colombia from the 60s. We listen to Los Corraleros de Majagual with El Vampiro. Then we listen Los Golden Boys with La Negra Selena. And Fruco y Sus Tesos, which is also a very famous band. Mañoma was the song. And then this band from Argentina that is pretty new, Grupo Fantasma.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see how cumbia has evolved when, you know, you start seeing, you know, from the traditional cumbia, how, you know, people migrated to the south, to Peru, to the Amazon region between Brazil and Colombia, and it started getting, you know, a whole new influence of rock music that was very popular in the 60s, and the psychedelic sort of like ayahuasca infused you know, thing, and Brazilian beats, and then, you know, the whole Amazonian cumbia was created, which we're going to listen to a few tracks that we brought as well. Pretty cool. And that's, you know, and also at some point it traveled from Colombia to other parts of Latin America. In the case of Mexico, the cumbia tropical started first with vallenato, and then you know, this Colombian artists start migrating, and you know, there's many different kinds of cumbia in Mexico that started happening. You have started having you know, in the southeast, you started having more of the Mayan cumbia that would incorporate some of the instruments from the region, including marimba. In the north west, you started having the cumba mariachi. That was very, very interesting, very, very cool music. And in the north, particularly, starts the vallenato with and growing to all the way to the United States.
Yeah, to Tejano, Tex-Mex. Why Selena was basically what she was doing. We're trying to incorporate, maybe do like a Vancouver hippie cumbia. You know, something that goes with the region. And,
like a stoner cumbia.
Stoner cumbia, yeah. There's many
stoner cumbia.
Very interesting. In Monterrey, when the vallenato started, you know, there was this huge generational gap in between the old cumbia, which was more of the old sort of people. And it happened, I guess, in all over Latin America, that people, you know, the younger generations would see cumbia as something that the parents would hear. But then some, you know, cutting-edge contemporary artists starting doing remixes, like Toy Kenobi at that time, which is now Toy Selecta, that used to play in a really big band in the 90s called Control Machete.
And he's coming on the 29th.
He's coming on the first Tropidelica.
And the Waldorf.
Yeah, okay. And he had a very famous hip-hop sort of like metal band in the 90s, which actually won a Grammy. And at some point, they did a remix for a very good accordion player for the Northeast called Celso Piña. And it sort of like brought in this two generations distance between the older and the new. And then you saw the old sort of cumbia guys starting doing new stuff and incorporating new like rock elements to it.
Uh-huh.
We have plenty of that as well today. So
cool.
I don't know if you...
Let's start with the music, no? So
we'll start with a very traditional cumbia from Lucho Bermúdez, he's one of the most traditional Colombian artists. He's and it's an instrumental cumbia called Baile de Negritos, which is Fiesta de Negritos, sorry. And
like awesome. little black party. I'll cue it from here. Let's tell our audience that these guys brought a lot of vinyl. So we have 45, we have long plays. We have a lot of old technology. And you should check them out also every Wednesday at the Waldorf. They play there at the Tiki Room, all this music that you're going to
with Operación Bikini Collective.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just missing Pablo here. Like, this is Mr. a shout-out for Mr. Pablo there at
he's
El Cartel.
He's in Mexico, gathering records.
He's in Mexico, no?
Yeah,
no,
he's in Guadalajara. Yeah.
He's back now. Yeah. He's back. Immigration actually kicked him out. He's back here in the country.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to El Baile de los Negritos, ¿no?
Thank you. tomar buen ron. Vamos a bailar la cumbia, porque la cumbia y el ron son lo mejor de Colombia. Porque la cumbia y el ron son lo mejor de Colombia.
Thank you.
The Great Turning, an unconference to be the change, is happening Saturday, April 30th at the Maritime Labor Center in Vancouver. Join hundreds of change agents and 40 community leaders to explore how we can create a sustainable future through action, innovation, and consciousness. Engage with leaders from Greenpeace, Transition Town, Oxfam, and many more for a day of inspiring broad vision talks and circle dialogues on all the ways we can build community resilience. There are many pieces to the puzzle of our emerging future, and your role is pivotal. Come join us and be the change at the Great Turning Unconference on Saturday, April 30th at the Maritime Labor Center in Vancouver. For more details and to register, go to bethechangeearthalliance.org.
Here you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. We have a cumbia special.
Cumbia.
Cumbia special today with Ernesto and Garcita.
Yeah.
So we were listening there to three Colombian cumbias, no?
We started with Luis Eduardo Bermúdez, better known as Lucho Bermúdez, which is one of the most representative Colombian music artist, but he made popular lots of rhythms like bolero, cumbia, porro y el merecumbe.
Porro?
Porro. Oh. Yeah. El porrito.
Interesting name.
And he was also very important. He's one of the first sort of like international cumbia artists that toured all over Latin America, and he went on tour to Argentina where the cumbia villera then started.
Uh-huh.
And then he went on to the north, especially during the 50s, which was the sort of like the golden era of cinema in Mexico, and where he actually met with people like Benny More with Tony Camargo and Pérez Prado, and they actually did some recordings. I have some material that we didn't bring today, but anyways, so the first one was Lucho Bermúdez. The second one was Orquesta Italian Jazz with Cumbia and Rum. This band has an interesting story. In the 50s, in Manizales, the master Guillermo González had created this orchestra called Rhythm and Youth, and this is at the same time of the dictatorship of General Rojas Pinilla. So all the governors were military, and he, for by mandate of Rojas Pinilla, all the provinces had to have a military orchestra. So they brought in 42 Italian musicians, and they were holding all the military services on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So after the dictatorship, they actually found themselves without a job. So they so they got together with Master Guillermo González again, and then they formed this orchestra called Italian Jazz. So they incorporate a lot of orchestral elements to it. Then after that, we played Crescencio Camacho con el Super Combo Curro, which comes more in the 70s, early 70s, when a lot of these musicians. It's very interesting. Super Combo Curro was created by José María Curro Fuentes, which is the youngest son of the Fuentes family that formed the Fuentes label in Colombia.
Uh-huh.
And he traveled to the States, studied engineering, came back to Colombia, and he decided that he wanted to bring cumbia back to its roots. So he starts doing some amazing recordings under his own label, under the same umbrella on Fuentes, called uh-huh. Curro. So he starts doing lots of recordings of this African-infused music with the swing of cumbia and the bass of salsa. So it's and this happens in along, you know, bringing back all the traditional rhythms from the region of Cartagena. And this song comes from a very rare album called Monicongo Prieto, and it's Santana in salsa.
Yeah, that was a really cool song, eh? Yeah. Very jazzy song.
It had some Tito Puente kind of
flavor, eh? Yeah.
But I still can't get over whatever happened to those 42 Italians in Colombia, you know? Like, I wonder whatever they moved into, you know, after music.
Well, they continued with the Orquesta Italian Jazz well into the late 60s, and then, Well, I don't know.
Oh, well.
Set on families. So after the, you know, around the 60s, a very interesting thing happened. And basically the travel of cumbia starts in the 50s, going to Argentina and to Mexico with a golden age of cinema. And you know, we then... There's also migration from workers that are going to Peru from Colombia. So they settle in this region in the Peruvian Amazon between Colombia and Brazil. And, you know, Peru is very, it's a very rich culture that has, you know, the roots of an early Chinese migration of the 20th century combined with, you know, a bit of Brazilian Amazon vibe. And and rock was becoming very popular as well in the 60s in Peru. So a whole new genre is created in Peru, which is the Amazonian cumbia. It's a very interesting music because it starts incorporating, you know, the traditional elements to that culture, but also some really heavy rock elements and psychedelic stuff.
Yeah, you really have to admire that during that era, Peru was just unbelievably productive when it came to music, you know, from anything, from rock to progressive to psychedelic to cumbia. It was unbelievable. Like that time, how in the 70s, Peru was the country in Latin America that was making the most interesting music.
We could talk for a whole
show
about Peruvian psych and garage, and it's really cool.
Especially
music.
End of 60s, no, beginning of 70s.
And it's very interesting because this whole genre has developed over time. You know, it starts with Juaneco y su Combo, with Los Estellos, and then Los Milos, Los Orientales, lots of bands from that time. And now, recently, in New York, Chicha Libre, which basically is a, you know, New York-based collective of French musicians with North American musicians and some Latinos as well, and they start re-recording and making covers of all the songs and making this popular music again, and it's really fascinating what, you know,
it's a typical story, man, of these bands just stealing from the past, man. It has to stop, man. It has to stop, man. Ripping off the Peruvian. Unity, justice.
So I have. We brought three little tracks. One
from Peru.
From Peru. The first one is from Los Estellos, which is sort of like they later developed to be this rock sort of like band from Peru. But in the early starts, they did a lot of this, you know, Amazonian cumbia. So this, the name of the first song is "The Death of the Inmate."
Yeah.
Okay. That escaped to go and dance.
To go and dance.
La muerte del preso que se fugó por ir a bailar.
That's a good way to die, you know? Like, oh, what happened to uncle? You know? Well, your uncle really wanted to go dancing, you know? But, you know, I think that's a good way to go, you know? That's the way I want to die. Actually, if you ever see the cover of that vinyl, one of the musicians really looks like me.
Exactly.
It's sad, it's horrible, because, you know, you always think
that
you look
beautiful, Garcita, just like you.
No, man, but I can't believe how outdated I looked then. You know, that guy was famous in the 70s, and, you know, there's a guy walking
still famous
around
today.
If people don't believe, go and check the LP one Wednesday, you know?
Yeah, on Wednesday, you know? We can show it to you live and say, hey, look.
With your host, El Garcita.
Yes. Cool.
Okay, we want to say hi to Maria that is listening in Barcelona.
Yeah,
all right.
Hola, Maria.
Hola, Maria.
And also Daniel, a Colombian guy, he's saying that he wants cumbia en do menor de Lito Barrientos. I don't know if we have that.
Actually do have it.
Okay.
Oh, eh?
I need to find it.
So. Daniel?
good, Daniel. That's a good one.
Yeah, well, he's Colombian, he knows his cumbias.
Of course he did.
But let's start with the Peruvians, no, then? And then later we're going
we'll move on to the request, you know?
Yeah, cool. Okay, so this is Los Destellos, no?
Yeah,
Los Destellos. From Peru. Yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM, and yes, this is the Morning After Show. Don't you love the hiss of the LP?
Oh, yeah.
Really cool, eh?
Thank you.
Life is the largest cancer fundraising event in Canada. It is a non-competitive event where family, friends, businesses, and communities come together to celebrate cancer survivors, remember loved ones lost, and fight back against the disease. Gather your friends and family and join the Canadian Cancer Society in this inspiring community event as we fight back against cancer. Visit relaybc.ca to register your team today. The relay takes place June 19th at the Richmond Olympic Oval. A personal fight against cancer takes courage. A community's fight takes commitment. Be there.
Hello. So we're back here, 101.9 FM. And yeah, we have a lot of listeners today. A lot of people that are dancing in their work, like Arlene in Vernon, BC. All the ladies at her office are totally loving it. So they're they're dancing.
Cool. Awesome.
I suppose that Anna from Monterrey, she's listening downstairs. Probably all in the post office are dancing there too.
Oh, so. Well, we're going to get to a lot of the Monterrey... tropical cumbia, northern cumbia, and after we do a couple of vallenatos. But anyway, we just listened to Los Destellos, which is La Muerte del Preso que se fugó por ir a bailar. This is a group from Lima, from Master Enrique Delgado, which they're actually named the ambassadors of the Peruvian cumbia. And and then they went on to become a really interesting psych band, and they have some really interesting materials how they developed. That's really good.
Uh-huh.
Second song we'll listen to is Los Mirlos, Sonido Masónico. These guys are from Moyobamba in San Martín. This is basically in 1973 they band together and they wanted to basically.
They wanted to make a band.
Well, their mission was to sort of like blend the customs of their natal region and contemporary music. No, their initial name was Los Aetas, but anyway, they start incorporating new elements of music and organ and more psychedelic stuff. They're really awesome band, and then the third song we listened to is Los Orientales, La Danza del Mono, the Dance of the Monkey, which is these guys come from Paramonga City, like 200 kilometers north of Lima. These are these guys were really talented, and they started using a lot of electric guitar with wah wah kind of thing, and it's got a really sticky kind of vibe, good rhythm.
Well, we know that wah wah in a guitar always makes everything sexier, So
yeah,
I think
I really like the wah wah sound.
Yeah, what are we listening to in the background though, right now?
In the background.
Like this sounds really good. It has like some Moog.
Yeah, this is Wanda Kenia with La Trompeta Loca.
Oh yeah,
wow.
This is from 77 from Colombia.
Nice. Yeah, he's also one of those artists that were under that Curro Fuentes did a lot of recordings with that sort of like Afro vibe.
Yes, the Afro vibe.
Really,
yeah,
really cool, and with a lot of heavy bass and very funky as well. No, So Los Mirlos, a lot of these songs that we listened by, there's another band called Juaneco. Los Mirlos, this new band Chicha Libre, they're actually awesome. Hopefully we can have them in Vancouver eventually. They're doing a lot of really interesting covers, and this whole genre is very interesting, and then it developed into psych, no? Now, going back to the travels of cumbia, I guess it was in the 70s that vallenato, like artists like Lucho Bermúdez that we heard a while ago, and Chico Cervantes, and Luis Enrique Martinez was the king of the vallenato legend from 1973, which is a big the vallenato legend is a big festival where the accordion the sort of like the best accordion players get together and there's a king. They started touring all over and especially in Mexico, and somehow we could talk about many genres within Mexico, but on the tropical genre, they settled in the northeast of Mexico, in the area of Monterrey, and Tamaulipas and the, you know, South Texas, and some really interesting things started to happen. I have a couple of tunes from a couple of vallenatos before we, because it's, they really had an interesting impact and it developed into a lot of the modern music.
Yeah, I think that basically the accordion resonated in the northeast of Mexico, because the northeast of Mexico already had the accordion very, very deep in its roots of musical roots from the German Mennonites that settled in that area. So once vallenato comes in, then it was almost like a challenge for Mexican accordionists of that area to match the skills of the accordionists, you know, that were playing cumbia at the time. And there was just this blend of, because especially also of the bajo sexto, you know, like a Mexican instrument was also incorporated into the cumbia. And so that's what we were talking about before, about the versatility of cumbia, you know. It's almost like the jazz from Latin America, you know, that that you can just take it anywhere and just like water, it will adapt, you know, to any form, shape. And vallenato, it almost felt at home in the northeast of Mexico too.
Yeah, it's, there's one of the big mysteries of cumbia is you know, this accordion, you know, where did it come from, how did it got in the north? Yeah, it was the Mennonites that arrived, and you know, and in Colombia there's a legend that says that actually one German ship was traveling through the coast of the Caribbean and it sank and they had 100 accordions or something lost. Somehow ended at sea. It's true. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but it's a legend, no? And it got incorporated into cumbia, so it's very interesting. And in the north of Mexico, it's also the parallel story between cumbia and rock. It's very interesting in Latin America how they both evolve in a parallel kind of, and they would take elements here and there from one or the other. And also, cumbia has a parallel story with jazz and with blues as well. You know, as black music was evolving in the United States, so was it evolving in Latin America, starting with Colombia and traveling all along to other places of Latin America. Very, very interesting stuff. Anyway.
You know, going back to the accordion, I can't believe that Weird Al Yankovic hasn't done any cumbia, you know?
Like, maybe he has. Like,
that would be nice, you know, that would be the first intro to American cumbia.
Yeah. So let's gonna play some vallenato.
I wanted to play one traditional vallenato before we get into the contemporary stuff. But Chico Cervantes, or José Francisco Cervantes Morelos, he's from Colombia, and he traveled with Lisandro Mesa, with a lot of the bands to United States, Mexico, and this is one of the first bands that songs that has been widely covered by a lot of artists. Which is Cumbia de la Paz.
Cumbia de la Paz. Turntable 2, eh?
Yes.
Cool. So if you're liking the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. And also there's a couple of labels that are reissuing all this music. One of it is Bumpy Soul. They're from Spain, actually. It's a part of Munster Records. So they're reissuing a lot of this Colombian, Peruvian, old music. So
Soundwave Records as well has done some wicked, not only Colombian, but lots of Latin American, Panamanian is called. Panama has its own little story in the infamous calypso and funk, Latin funk, and then reggaeton as well.
Cool.
Very, very interesting stuff.
Yeah, and remember to next Friday, Bombasteros playing at the Waldorf on the 29th. Also, they have the Tropicalia, so a lot of cumbias there, and still every Wednesday there at the Waldorf. So check it out. We're going to give away tickets soon. Telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. You can also contact us on the Facebook. We'll give you tickets through the Facebook, too, for the 29. And actually, we should do a contest for Bomba Stereo, no?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's listen to the vallenato. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Oh, romántico, quiero amor sublime, quiero amor de cumbia. Sentir algo misterioso, voces que me griten, alguien que me llame. Soñar un sueño profundo, donde mire al mundo con amor de cumbia. Soñar un sueño profundo, donde mire al mundo con amor de cumbia. Ritual sublime de los pocabuy, en la rueda de la cumbia se despedía de los bravos guerreros que allí morían, que allí morían, en la paz de la cumbia, en la paz de la cumbia.
Cumbia,
en tu alma nació
cumbia,
la paz y el amor
cumbia,
con más agresión
cumbia,
que viva el amor. En el banco con gran cariño. Amor de cumbia, sentir algo misterioso, voces que me griten, alguien que me llame. Soñar un sueño profundo, donde mire al mundo con amor de cumbia. Soñar un sueño profundo, donde mire al mundo con amor de cumbia. Ritual sublime de los pocabuy, en la rueda de la cumbia se despedía de los bravos guerreros que allí morían, en la paz de la cumbia, en la paz de la cumbia.
Cumbia,
en tu alma nació
cumbia,
la paz y el amor
cumbia,
con más agresión
cumbia,
que viva el amor. Prende la vela, Chico Cervantes, güey.
Enrique Martínez, el Pollo Vallenato, ganador del sexto festival de la leyenda vallenata.
Porque todo el mundo goza la cumbia de Valledupar. Porque todo el mundo goza la cumbia de Valledupar. Cuando oigan esta cumbia, todo el mundo bailará. Bailará con sabrosura en todo Valledupar. Bailará con sabrosura en todo Valledupar. Óyela, óyela, vamos a bailar. óyela, óyela, la cumbia de Valledupar. Óyela, óyela, vamos a gozar. Óyela, óyela, que la cumbia del César. Por eso mi melodía la dedico a esta región. Por eso mi melodía la dedico a esta región. Óyela, óyela, vamos a bailar. Óyela, óyela, la cumbia de Valledupar. Óyela, óyela, vamos a gozar. Óyela, óyela, es la cumbia del César. ¡Ahí no va!
So 101.9 FM, the morning after show. So that was a couple of vallenatos, no? We were listening there.
Yeah, really. You can't, you know, we're dancing here. Yeah, first one is Chico Cervantes, which is Cumbia de la Paz. This, as we see this history of this second part, the more digital part of the northeast Mexico, this song has been covered by Celso Piña, that plays a really important part in the new cumbia and starting going into digital cumbia. And the second part is Luis Enrique Martinez, the Pollo Vallenato, the rey of the Leyenda Vallenata from Colombia as well, that also toured in Mexico and was widely covered by this artist. No? Mm-hmm.
And as you could tell from the music, vallenato has these almost African ghostly elements to it. You know, it's a very, it has certain dark aspects to it, but it's very hypnotic, unbelievably hypnotic, and it's just music that takes you to, you know, just takes you places.
What places, Garcita?
Cool.
Dark places.
A room in the Waldorf. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's move to the modern cumbias before time is running out, unfortunately, here at the morning after show 101.9.
Well, but if you want, Celso Piña he started doing a lot of covers of these songs that we played, and something very interesting happened. This used to be the old, what our parents used to listen to, and it was sort of forgotten in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, I guess. Disco played a big part in this, and pop music. And suddenly, in the 90s, some really famous band, Control Machete, which Toy Kenobi, Toy Selecta now, he was the selector for Control Machete, which was a hip-hop sort of metal band that they also actually won a Grammy. They made a cover or a collaboration with Celso Piña for a song called Cumbia Sobre el Río, and they're talking about the River of Monterrey, the Río Santa Catarina, which is it's an amazing, amazing song that brought together the old generation with the new generation and played a very important part. So
The aspect of the cumbia beat of a 2x4 shuffle beat was perfectly incorporated with like some beats of like house music 4-on-4, so it was almost like a natural transition, you know, for like DJs back then in the day to say, you know what, we can actually remix this, you know, can actually just bring it back, you know, in the sense of hip hop, of sampling, you know, old music, you know, and digging through records. That's exactly what happened in the north of Mexico with DJs just going through old records and just putting a new beat underneath of it.
This forms part of the new sort of cumbia movement. Control Machete sort of brought this, and then they started doing a lot of new productions. After Control Machete is finished and they work with Celso Piña, he forms Sistema Local, with Dr. Roots or Iván Dimitrov from Monterrey, DJ Yesca, Javier Martinez, El Chavira, which was a collective of musicians and producers from Monterrey that started doing traditional vallenato with dub and tropical bass sounds and electronic, which is we're going to listen to.
Okay.
So the first one would be Cumbia Sobre el Río.
Okay, let's listen to that, and let's give away the tickets, no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you call this number, you may win tickets to Bomba Stereo.
Bomba Stereo next Friday, so if you want to go dance. The telephone number is 822-2487, 822-2487. So I guess the first person wins the tickets.
Yeah.
And then all the rest, that way, if you want to call, we can give you tickets for the 29, which is the Tropicalia, no?
Tropidelica.
Tropidelica. Sorry, Tropidelica.
Yeah.
The Waldorf. So this is Celso Piña, Cumbia Sobre el Río. Celso Piña from Monterrey, no?
With Control Machete, yeah. With Toy Kenobi, doing, who plays a very important part in this whole new, genre of digital cumbia. Him and Uproot Andy as well. Now that he actually he's coming to the second Tropidelica on May 20, and he's from New York, which is May 27th, the fourth, the last Friday of May.
Of May, uh huh.
So yeah, this is Toy Kenobi, after he finished Control Machete, which they did this remix with Celso Piña, he goes on to form Sistema Local, and this song that you're gonna play, never has been shown. This is a back in the day, I come from Monterrey, so we used to hang out with these guys, and I remember Toy saying, one day I'm gonna be traveling around the world playing cumbia, and we would laugh and just get drunk and say like, yeah, and it was like a little dream, you know, and it's funny that now he is traveling around the world.
Okay, so this is like a world premiere, no, this song?
Yeah,
Sistema Local.
It was actually recorded in 2002 or 3, but it's never been played. Yeah,
cool. So check it out, the morning after show, 101.9 FM.
Agarren su pareja y a bailar, bailar.
So we have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Sadly.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun here playing cumbias and learning a lot about cumbias, actually. So the events next Friday, Bomba Stereo at the Waldorf.
This Friday, Bomba Stereo at the Waldorf. There's going to be tickets at the door. It's a Timber show that we're collaborating with. And next Friday, we start launch Tropidelica with Toy Selecta. Chico Man from New Jersey was awesome. He's a live act with very, very cool music. And on the other side, Mr. Garcita, Mr. Pablo, and myself will be playing with Operación Bikini Collective.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
From the 50s to current cumbia and a bit of Jamaican ska and some dancehall stuff and weird.
Okay, so people can go dancing. We have tickets for the 29 still, so if you want to give us a call here, 822-2487-822-CITR. And let's put Bomba Stereo, no? Before we move to what Pink sounds like, the new show with Ashley. So let's listen to that, and yeah, we'll be right back just to say goodbye to you. Remember to podcast the show, eh? www.citr.ca.
It's Friday, Bomba Stereo.